You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Data and AI with Mukundan. In this episode, I want to talk about LangChain and how I can simplify this to make it work for you. So what is LangChain? LangChain is a tool that helps connect different AI systems together. So it helps create smarter applications by combining AI tools. You can think of it like a bridge that helps artificial intelligence systems talk to each other. All that sounds like a lot of technical jargon, right? So now let me help you understand why that matters for you. It helps you save time. That's the first thing. It helps automate a lot of repetitive tasks. So makes your work easier by combining AI tools for smarter results. So real life uses of LangChain is basically chatbots, content creation, you use it, customer support, and others. So how does it work? So let's say you take an AI tool like your ChatGPT and a search engine like Google for that matter. It allows AI to fetch information, summarize, and create content. So you can fetch information between these tools and you can summarize it and then create content from it. So for example, content creators, if I were to talk to you, so let's say you are trying to come up with an idea for your next blog, right? And then you turn to ChatGPT and then you turn to perplexity.ai. So this is another cool AI-based search engine. It's supposed to be the alternative to Google or something. But anyway, so let's say you're trying to find ideas for your next blog topic, right? And you ask ChatGPT for some suggestions and then you ask perplexity.ai for some suggestions. And even let's say you would ask Google for that matter for some suggestions to write a blog, and it will help you fetch that information, summarize it, like all this different information is collected together and then summarized, and which then helps you create a content. So it's a chain of AI tools that are getting connected together. So ChatGPT and Google for that matter are getting connected, forming a chain. It helps AI make decisions by understanding the context. A real life example of this is a chatbot which is using LangChain can answer questions intelligently. If you want to look at writing as a content writer, it can create emails, blogs, social media posts, or summaries automatically. On a customer support side, it helps you solve customer issues faster. And on a more research side, it will find and summarize big research papers for you. So that's a lot, right? And I think those are like very useful cases, especially if you're in academia, a content writer, customer support, I'm sure a lot of businesses use. And chatbots, I mean, a normal everyday human uses as well. But if you were to look at a more simple example, let's say you ask your AI to summarize an article. It fetches the article, reads it, and summarizes the key points. So in the back end is just using LangChain, right? So I don't know if you're familiar with NotebookLM, but NotebookLM just does this. It basically, if you give it a piece of document, like let's say your PDF, the LangChain will then read it and then summarize the key points. LangChain helps connect these steps seamlessly. So it's basically a chain that's happening in the back end, like a chain of commands. So it's basically a process and nothing else, right? LangChain is nothing but a process, a system, so to speak, which helps connect different AI steps together so that you can get the final output. Yeah, it's the more easier way to look at it. And in this case, we just wanted to use AI to get the article, read it, and summarize the key points. And also you can use it to translate it back to audio, although that is something that I haven't used, but I think a LangChain could still be a good use case for that. You know, another tool I think maybe using LangChain is probably make.com or Zapier. I think Zapier may be using LangChain too. because it's basically a series of steps, and even you can insert a ChatGPT in there, and in one of the steps, one of the connectors could be a ChatGPT, and it would, if you give it a prompt, a LangChain would be working in the backend. Right. So now you may be wondering, how do you get started with LangChain? So let's say for this case, let's take an example. You choose a task first, chatbot, a writing assistant, or research. Use LangChain with tools like ChatGPT or search engines, and then watch it work. It will start automating tasks and save you time. So why this matters? It makes complex tasks easy, saves time and effort for everyday work, and it opens the door to smarter applications in business and in life. So are you ready to use LangChain now? Yeah, just start with simple tasks first and see the magic of AI. Then you can start building smarter tools that work for you. So now, what are you waiting for? Explore the possibilities with LangChain today. That's all for this episode of Data and AI with Mukundan. Thank you for joining in today. Please don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss another episode of Data and AI with Mukundan.